I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It has the makings of a parental nightmare. A child has what seems to be a simple cold, but then begins to have difficulty moving. A rare disease called acute flaccid myelitis, which has been in the news lately, could, and we emphasize, could be to blame. It's the focus of this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Greg recently brought his microphone to the busy office of Dr. Laura Stadler, a pediatric infectious disease specialist and an assistant professor in the Department of Pediatrics at UK Healthcare. So apologies in advance for some of the extraneous hallway noise as the two discussed acute flaccid myelitis.
So the CDC has really recommended that there are certain signs of this rare condition. And I think it's important to realize this occurs less than one in 1 million cases of children. The average age that we're seeing present is about 4 years of age. And really, we're cautioning people to seek medical care if their child has weakness or loss of muscle tone in their arms or legs, some facial weakness, specifically difficulty moving their eyes or their mouth.
And so I know some parallels have been drawn, at least in popular media, between this and perhaps the polio virus, but we're not really sure at this point, are we, as to what causes this disease?
So we think, or we're somewhat suspicious of some non-polio-like viruses. Enterovirus D68 was temporally related in 2014 in a cluster of cases. Currently, with the exception of Colorado, where enterovirus 71 is implicated, we don't know for sure what is causing this current outbreak.
Yeah, so when we talk about enteroviruses, we're talking about viruses that oftentimes reside in the gastrointestinal tract of human beings and sometimes are associated with other diseases, like polio itself is an enterovirus.
Yes, they can also have respiratory symptoms, and so many of the children have a preceding cold or viral illness involving the upper respiratory tract.
And I guess one of the things I wanted to touch base with you on is parents should not panic. We're talking about a disease that has a very, very low incidence and prevalence right now, even though it's popular in the news. Are there any common sense things that parents and adult caregivers can be doing at this point just to give them a little bit of peace of mind?
Sure. I agree that this is not a common illness, and so strict hand washing, or particularly as we enter respiratory viral season, we think from November to April we have a lot of coughs and colds and flu. And so hand hygiene, whether they're in childcare centers or schools, especially where children are with a lot of other children in close contact, is a general recommendation. There are some other viruses, including West Nile or arboviruses, carried by insects. And so while the weather is getting somewhat colder, some people are still out and about. And so if you're camping or hiking, particularly using DEET-containing products or mosquito spray, would be recommended as well.
I used to try to avoid DEET products, but after being eaten up by mosquitoes the last couple of summers, I've gotten over that inhibition.
Yes.
So one thing, fortunately, from what we're seeing, though, is unlike polio, this disease, with proper care, supportive care, tends to be self-limited. Is that correct, meaning it gets better over time?
Each case is individual, and there's quite a spectrum of the illness that children are having. It's also very difficult to diagnose children because there are many neurologic conditions which can look very similar to the acute flaccid myelitis.
Mm-hmm. And so what we're talking about is a differential diagnosis where a child comes in with a constellation of symptoms, and it could be all sorts of different things, and the pediatrician has to begin to do that medical detective work to figure out what's going on.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything that we haven't touched on that you would want our listeners to know about?
Well, I think as we approach respiratory viral season, I would recommend, in accord with American Academy of Pediatrics and CDC, that you try to get your child vaccinated for influenza by the end of the month. It's anticipated that influenza, which is a vaccine-preventable disease, is going to hit earlier this year. That is one of the few viruses for which we have a vaccine. Currently, there are no vaccines that are capable of providing protection against enterovirus.
Mm-hmm. So we should at least go ahead and get those vaccines that we know can protect us, as I did last week in our employee health clinic.
I'm glad to hear that.
My thanks today to Dr. Laura Stadler, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at the University of Kentucky College of Medicine, for talking with us today about acute flaccid myelitis. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.